Last night at BMO, in the midst, your attentions were all diverted yesterday, last night.
A lot of things to see.
Raptors had a game, the Blue Jays had a game, and TFC had a game. You can make the argument that TFC's game was probably more important than either of the other two. And the result was a victory, 3-1 over America, the Mexican side. Our friend John Molinaro of Sportsnet joins us in studio. Okay, quantify the game. I didn't watch all of it. I watched a little bit of it. I watched more in the second half, and it really looked like the Mexicans were dominating. But was that because Toronto was sitting back and playing defense, or was that kind of the tone of the game?
I think it was more the tone of the game. And they are, by nature, Club America is a very aggressive side, so they'll sort of press and really sort of attack with their front five and really make the opposing team as uncomfortable as possible and really prevent them from trying to build out from the back. So I think it's just a byproduct of Club America's style, and plus the fact that they were down too, right? So they wanted to obviously, you know, grab at least another goal to take back to Mexico City.
The issue then became, before we get back to the game, but the issue, the storyline revolves around what or what did not happen right in the tunnel. At halftime, did a Toronto police officer or two of them assault a Mexican player? Or, Coach Vanney says, he saw the whole thing. He said nothing of the sort happened. What do you know?
I didn't, obviously I wasn't down there at halftime, so I didn't see it. But knowing all the characters involved and their reputations, I would have to side with Greg Vanney. You know, Miguel Herrera, who is the Club America coach, he's a bit of a character, and he has this reputation as a bit of a bloviating fool, to be perfectly frank. And he'll kind of blow things up, and he's very much out of, and Steven will appreciate this, he's out of the Jose Mourinho school of management, where, you know, everything is against us.
Yes.
It's not our fault that we lost. The refs were against us. The pitch was, you know, crap. The weather was crap. So I think this was just sort of playing into that mentality. And, you know, the fact that he kind of said that the cops actually assaulted his players, I mean, it's a serious charge.
Although Mourinho would do it, he's, you know, he would do it in that kind of, you know, shruggy
right
kind of, well, of course, we could not win here because the pitch was tilted at a 45-degree right angle, you know. And but this guy, like, what was the show like at the press conference after? It sounded pretty good.
Yeah, it was surreal. It was about, like, 18 minutes long, which, you know, it's pretty long by, you know, TFC press conference standards. And he was just, you know, obviously speaking in Spanish, so we were getting the translation. And that was the other thing, too. You have to sort of wonder how much was getting lost in translation. So we had to ask him. In fact, we said, so we just want to be clear. You're saying that your players were assaulted by police officers. He says, oh, yes, yes. And he made a great point of saying CONCACAF officials were there and they saw it, and I hope it goes in the match report and everything. So it was a sight to behold. And he was talking about how the Costa Rican referees before the game went into the locker room, and I don't know what point he was trying to make, but said, you know, the referees made our players change their underwear or something like that.
The dark underwear.
They were dark underwear, and that was sort of...
I heard that. That was a new one on me.
Yeah,
I thought maybe it was lost in translation.
No, and again, we were all just sitting there. We're like, what is he talking about? Like, you know, so it was kind of comical, but very, as I said, very typical Miguel Herrera, who has a reputation for this kind of...
Now, not the first time that we've had theatrics down in that tunnel.
Oh, no, we've had that before.
Yeah, although I don't think it quite rose to what happened last time was more of an actual fracas between the two sides. This, I think it was just, you know, there was a little pushing and the police stepped in and that was it.
Well, okay, so that's over with. But now you got to go to Azteca Arena Stadium. Right. Big place, right? Mexican fans are not passive, let me say. So, what happens in game two? Do they take out, you know, are they angered by this? The presumption that somehow, you know, not only was the referee against us, the police were against us. Everything was against us. We'll fix them when they get here. I mean, I said to Brunt earlier, if you're TFC, don't you take a couple extra security guards with you? I mean, you know.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, to your point, I think that's exactly why Herrera did it, right? He wanted to rev up his players. He wanted to rile up the crowd. And I think he wanted to sort of play a psychological game, the referees would be appointed for that game and saying, look, we got screwed over last time. So I think he just wanted to put that in their head a little bit. And I think it was a calculated move. This is his MO. He does this all the time. So it didn't catch anyone by surprise, really. I think it's going to carry over to the players because, you know, playing Azteca is, you know, it is what it is. It's an iconic football stadium, and the fans there, as you said, very passionate. They're not a shy bunch. So I think, you know, the heightened tension is going to be even more so just because of what happened.
How much does it, John, do you have a sense of what the, you know, like I know Mexican sides, they always win this competition.
Right.
And, you know, they kind of look down their noses at MLS. It's, you know, the Mexican League is a better league than MLS. Mm-hmm. And they're right about that to a degree. But, and if you win this competition, it gets you into the World Club Championships, which is kind of cool because you get to play against Barcelona or, you know, Manchester City or, you know, it is, there's something to play for. But you, like, is this going to be, you know, because if this was the Mexican League being decided, then yeah, I think they would be howling for blood at the Aztec and probably full.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's, you know, it's going to be half full probably, or maybe something along those lines, 100,000 seats.
Right.
Is this kind of a life and death thing for them, or is this just like I'm just wondering how much it matters.
I don't know that it's necessarily life and death, but it certainly does matter, especially because they're playing an MLS team. So if they were to lose to Toronto, I think that would be a source of great national shame for them. We even saw it in the previous round where, you know, MLS teams, I think they won, I think two of three the series against Mexican teams. And the media just absolutely harangued, you know, the two losing Mexican sides. And it was, you know, I think the headline in one of the major periodicals down there was like Day of National Shame or whatever. So,
okay, well, that's reasonably big.
Yeah, so it's absolutely. I think the fact that that they're playing MLS teams is sort of what's carrying this, right? Because, as you said, Liga MX, the Mexican League, is of a higher quality and a higher standard. You know, and I don't think you can underestimate the nationalistic sort of undertones of what's going on, you know, geopolitically world right now, right? I think that's sort of probably carrying a little bit of it as well.
Who's waiting now? So who's waiting on the other side of this? What on the other side of the semifinal?
It's Red Bulls, New York Red Bulls, it's an MLS side, yep, against Club Tijuana, which is a Mexican team. So they'll play tonight. So the winner, and it's going to be a two-leg, it's not a one-off, it's a two-leg final. So it'll be a home and away series later.
The final is two legs as
yes.
Well. Okay.
Yeah.
So this still could be, there could be one more Mexican hurdle to jump, even if TFC.
Potentially,
there would be, potentially,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, potentially.
Wow. Or a Red Bulls,
yeah, that
TFC
would,
final.
Yeah,
would
an
be,
all MLS final
wouldn't
would be quite something.
Holy cow. You'd have bet a lot of money against that happening, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, no disrespect to the Red Bulls. I don't think any, I certainly wouldn't have expected them to be at this, you know, point so far. Toronto, a little bit different just because of the season that they're coming off of. It doesn't surprise me so much.
What do you know about the Tijuana side, just out of reference, compared to Azteca?
Club
America.
Not as intimidating as Club America or as big of a force as Club America or Tigres, the team that TFC beat in the previous round. But still, one of the, I'm trying to think what would be a hockey equivalent. Maybe like, you know, the Boston Bruins or something like that. So, you know, a formidable side, not you know, the top of the Mexican League, but certainly a force to overcome, no doubt.
I'm betting it's a horrible, just, you know, having a passing acquaintance with Tijuana, I'm guessing it's a horrible place to go and play an away match. That's just a guess.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah,
just a guess, right? Because it's kind of a horrible place anyway.
Right.
But I'm guessing it's...
You could probably have some fun down there in TJ.
You could. I'm sure that people have. I think
you
that's
stay
happened.
In San Diego.
I think that's exactly. Happened. Take the trolley down, yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm sure people have had fun there. That's so... But it will be... Again, it's not like they get through this and everybody can take a deep breath. There is one more to come.
No.
And that's obviously that first goal in Azteca, whoever scores it is going to be huge, isn't it, John, in terms of the...
Well, absolutely. And I think that's why the third goal that Ashton Morgan scored yesterday was so huge.
Massive,
because
wasn't it?
If you go down to Mexico with a 2-1 lead, you know, it's still somewhat precarious because you figure the Mexicans are at least good for a goal.
At least they got a little wiggle room.
Exactly. They have some breathing room now. They can afford to sort of, you know, commit one mistake early on and give up a goal and it's not the end of the world. So they've got a little bit more breathing room.
So I hear that the TFC is going to go down there tomorrow.
Yes.
And the reason is, of course, if you're not familiar with it, Mexico City is at altitude.
Yep.
And they don't want to get exhausted by the 60th minute, right?
Yeah, they want to acclimate. So, I mean, and it's interesting because, you know, before the Champions League even started, Toronto spent, I think, about 2 weeks of their preseason down in Mexico playing Mexican teams, including Club America, just in an exhibition games because they wanted to get used to the altitude and the climate and the temperature. So, you know, the fact that they're doing this again, I think it's smart, because I don't think people appreciate how difficult it is playing at altitude. It really does sort of take the wind out of you.
Either of you guys know how long it takes for your body to?
I don't know, but Mexico City is significant altitude too. It's 8,000 feet, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that right? Because, you know, Denver's 5,000. Yeah, so I think it's 8,000 feet. So it's a big deal. It is significant. I'm not sure you can acclimate in this amount of time, but it won't hurt.
Yeah,
I'll put it that way.
Yeah, maybe it's easier to recognize that you can't breathe, as opposed to being able to breathe.
Yeah.
You know. What how does TFC play game two? Do they, you don't want to sit on your heels.
No.
And yet, am I wrong in saying that maybe their best chance is always on the counterattack? That's what this team will give you.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I think, look, the worst thing in the world would be for them to go down there and bunker for 90 minutes and just play for the nil-nil and not to concede. I think they have to be somewhat aggressive and disrupt Club America and take Club America out of what they want to do. At the same time, you have to be smart about this. You don't want to get into a run-and-shoot game, for lack of a better term, against a high-scoring team like Club America on their pitch in Mexico, because then I think that's a losing battle. So they have to sort of be smart about it. I think, you know, just be aggressive, but not overly so. Be selective in what they want to do and just play it smart and take what Club America can give them.
Yeah, take your chances. You know, if you get an early away goal, boy, that changes the dynamic.
They can't afford to be wasteful in front of net.
No.
They really have to sort of, whatever chances they are given or earned, they have to make the most of them. And you know.
Well, they did that in game one.
They did, yeah.
You know, did they have chances that they didn't capitalize on?
One or two, but I mean, pretty
like
much
overall
they were.
You'll take that.
Oh,
you'll
absolutely,
take,
yeah.
You'll no take question. Their performance.
Oh, no question. If they can play like that, how they did in leg one down there, I think Greg Vanney will have absolutely no sort of complaints about that. I think that's the sort of template that they want to follow.
30 seconds. Are you shocked? Are you shocked that this has come to this? It's not only gone this far, but that here you are, like literally a draw away or even a 1-0 loss away from going to the final in this thing.
Not at all. I mean, I think just based on their season last year, the fact that, you know, the core of that team was still in place, and in some instances it's even better. They've added some interesting pieces in the offseason. Not surprised. And this is an ambitious club. I can remember talking to Bill Manning like the same day that they won MLS Cup in the locker room, saying he was already planning for this, right? So this was already on their agenda. This is... Not at all surprised. I think it's, you know, it's a great story and good for them.
It is a great story, whether you are or not a soccer fan. Thank you, John. Nice to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Good seeing you.
John Molinaro of Sportsnet.